This is an iHeart podcast.
Shh, you won't believe what my new friend just told me about dinosaurs.
Is your child having conversations you never imagined? Are they learning without realizing it? It's not a tablet. It's not a toy. It's Miko Mini Plus, the AI-powered companion that turns curiosity into endless learning. Hear the future of playtime. Meet the extraordinary Miko Mini Plus, only at Costco.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hear that? That's what it sounds like when you plant more trees than you harvest. Work done by thousands of working forest professionals, like Adam, a district forest manager who works to protect our forests from fires.
Keeping a forest fire resistant is synonymous with keeping a forest healthy. And we do that through planting more than we harvest and mitigate those risks through active management. It's a long-term commitment.
Visit workingforestsinitiative.com to learn more.
I turned off news altogether.
I hate to say it, but I don't trust much of anything.
It's the rage bait.
It feels like it's trying to divide people.
If we got clear facts, maybe we can calm down a little.
NBC News brings you clear reporting. Let's meet at the facts. Let's move forward from there. NBC News, reporting for America.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,400 off, plus get free delivery on select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice, straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
This is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show. And we love tracking down museums, quirky ones, good ones, fun ones, curious ones. In Beaufort, South Carolina, there's a place called the Kazubie Kazoo Factory and Museum. That's right, Kazubie Kazoo Factory and Museum. Today we have Sarah Barnwell telling us the story of the factory and giving us a little kazoo history. Here's Sarah.
We do have a vintage gold kazoo. It's plated in 24 karat gold. I love this little one, mostly because it has a jazzier sound to it, I guess. But it's kind of my favorite. Rick Hubbard was an entertainer, and, you know, he would go and perform, and, you know, he plays many instruments and things like that, and I think he just liked the kazoo. He had a kazoo that he kind of held on to for a long time that he had as a kid, and it just basically was something that I think, you know, as an entertainer and things like that, he saw, you know, gosh, I'd really like to, I wish there was more kazoos, where can you get a hold of these? There's not, like, everywhere, and, so it really just started as something, a small kind of project that he did. And then it just grew from there. So it's you know, those kind of stories where it starts off very small and surprising, and then it turns into, you know, a Kazubie Kazoo Factory. We've been around for about 20 years. We manufacture about 1 million kazoos a year, and we average about 5,000 a day. Our kazoos are dishwasher safe. They're not one-time use plastic kazoos. You let them hand dry. They're good as new. Our kazoos have, you know, gone to Hong Kong for a marathon, done DreamWorks Animation for movie premieres, lots of things, Trader Joe's, things that people are familiar with, and down to people using them as business cards or a gift or Circe for weddings. And they're really popular for birthdays, but the most common birthday age we get is actually 80 years old. We have done kazoos for all kinds of things, Burning Man, some celebrity weddings, lots of fun things. Because the kazoos is meant to be fun. We've also done kazoos, though, for more somber times, funerals and things like that. So it's kind of an odd mix of where our kazoos are going. What separates us from all of these kazoo manufacturers that we find around the world, there's really not, there's like three of us, is we imprint on ours. So if you know, want your face on a kazoo, that's where we come in. That's kind of what we do. But the kazoo, it's a pretty cool instrument. It's one of the few American-made instruments. It came out of the mid-1800s in the South, about the same time, I believe, as like the banjo, kind of similar stories where we think they derived from slaves that were making these instruments and, you know, kind of bringing some of their culture over to here. And that's what we think the kazoo was based from. In Africa, they would have a Merlitone drum sort of thing, or they would take bone and gourd and hollow it out. Sometimes they would use leather. My favorite is they would use the egg sac of spiders as their membrane, that resonator to make it vibrate. And they would just kind of stretch that over that object that had the hole in it, and they would kind of hum into it. So we think that's where the kazoo kind of originated. There is a legend, but it is just a legend. We can't say for sure if it's true or not. But the story is that a German clockmaker named Thaddeus von Clegg and a freed slave named Alabama Vest got together in the 1840s. They came up with the modern design of the kazoo. They debuted it in 1852 at the Georgia State Fair in Macon. And it took off from there. We're not really sure where the word kazoo came about. We know the gentleman that first patented it, but as far as where he got that word, we're really not sure. But it has changed shape, size, and sounds over the years, and different materials, and kind of taken on a life of its own. So we are actually mostly a factory as far as assembling and shipping our kazoos all over the world and putting those pictures and company logos on them. But we do have a gift shop and a museum, and we do give kazoo tours here. So we have factory tours. They come in, we watch a couple of videos. There is everyone's favorite video is the second one, and that's the history of the kazoo. A favorite from all, just because we literally have little kazoos like dressed up like little people telling you the story. So it's cute and funny and people love it. We start in the mid-1800s when we first see the legend appear of Alabama Vest and Thaddeus von Clegg. And we start seeing patents and blueprints of different designs of the kazoo. And each time you change the design and the material, it's going to change the sound a little bit. So then you kind of get, and we kind of go through times and decades, you get into the turn of the century. These are some of my favorite kazoos, actually, are in the ones between like the 1900s, 1930s. You start seeing them kind of geared more towards kids. So they're adding really pretty colors on them. You know, there's been books about kazoos. I love looking for kazoo artwork. So some of those things we've put in our museum that we found. Then I think kazoos take a little silly turn, which is my favorite. As we get further along, we do actually have the Partridge Family kazoo in there, one of the original kazoos from the Partridge Family. But when you start to get like 70s, 80s, and today, I kind of love the kazoos that come in those eras, only because they get a little more fun and exciting. So one of them is the fish collar. You can look this up. They're little novelty vintage items you can find now, but someone had the idea of putting a kazoo, and it's attached to a rubber hose and then a funnel. And so you're supposed to put the funnel in the water and then screech, like yell into the kazoo and call the fish. I always tell people not to suck in because they're going to take in some water. And then we have like a Sasquatch kazoo where they, you know, it sounds very, it's a kazoo, but it kind of makes more Sasquatch sounds. The 80s, you know, is the kazoo kid, Brett, the famous kazoo kid. And then, you know, we get to advertisements. The kazoo started being used as advertisements as well. So we have some older kazoos that, you know, we first start seeing in the 40s where they're using them for toothpaste advertisements, things like that. In today's time, when they first made the first few versions of Minecraft, all the animals in Minecraft in the game, their noises are made from kazoos. So weird little places they end up. I think it's the instrument for everyone. I think there are a lot of us that, you know, would love to pick up an instrument and be able to play maybe as easily as some others. You know, some just can catch on a little bit quicker. But this is an instrument that you don't have to spend years developing a skill. You can just kind of pick it up and immediately have fun and start to connect with other people. You know, it's a way of being silly and kind of drawing yourself out. And I think it kind of breaks the ice in a lot of ways and just, you know, kind of brings people together. It's always fun to have people together with kazoos, especially adults. I sometimes think adults have more fun with kazoos than kids. I also love seeing the change. And we get people come in with teenagers or kids that are grouchy or older people that are with a group and they don't necessarily want to be here, but the other parts of the family do. And by the end, you know, you can't help but smile and chuckle when you're sitting there humming and making noise and singing into a kazoo. It's kind of one of those that instantly kind of puts a smile on your face. Our kazoos, you can't accessorize. We kind of went Dr. Seuss on a little bit. So we have our kazoo, you know. But then we accessorized. We wanted to make sure there was more air coming out the wazoo. So we put a horn on our kazoo. So now it's a wazoo. Now we took a bugle bell trumpet end. Now we have a wazoogle. And then you take your horn off, and now you have the kazoogle. We have the kazobo as well. The kazobo has been around for over 100 years, and it's basically just a larger kazoo. It's got double resonators and a longer horn. And we're the only place in the world that makes a plastic version of the kazobo, so if you want to get the loudest kazoo out there, the kazobo is the instrument that you want to get. So it's a little bit louder. We've got accessories for our kazoo and our kazobo. And we have all kinds of little instruments and, you know, literally bells and whistles. We always tell people it's the perfect place to buy gifts for someone else other than your kids. You know, we even have one that has the instructions on it. This one, maybe it's for older people. It's supposed to be funny, but it says hum, don't blow, because that's the most important thing with the kazoo. Is you have to hum. A lot of times people will want to blow air into it. That's not going to give you that vibration. So it's really important that you make noise so you can get that resonator, that membrane to vibrate around and give you that sound. So lots of fun things come from the kazoo. Plus, it's always, you know, fun to try and explain someone when you're like, I work at a kazoo factory. And they're like, no, you don't. And I'm like, no, really? That's a thing.
And thanks to Sarah. What a delight. What fun. The story of the Kazubi Kazoo Factory and Museum here on Our American Stories.
Then the space hamster flew his hot air balloon all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Where did that story come from? Book? Dream? Nope. It came from a conversation. Meet Miko Mini Plus, the AI companion that co-creates personalized story adventures with your child in real time.
What color was the hamster's cape? And what did he pack for lunch?
Unlock your child's imagination. Discover Miko Mini Plus and the magic of AI exclusively at Costco.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in 4. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in 4 subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen. Like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
What a matchup we got, y'all. This is that classic HBCU vibe. Non-stop action, the band is rocking, and the crowd lit. Chants echoing, drum beat, everybody showing that school pride. Game like this? Yeah, it calls for an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game-changer right there. Mmm, yeah, that taste always hits the right note, just like the band at halftime. And just like that, we're back at it. Passionate fans, school colors everywhere, and an ice-cold Coca-Cola? That's a winning combo. No matter the sport, no matter the yard, everybody knows. Fan work is thirsty work. So grab a Coca-Cola and keep that HBCU pride going.
I use Shipt same-day delivery to stay connected with my sister during the holidays. She lives across the country. Shipt has tons of stores to order from. Groceries from Albertsons, crafts from Michaels, even pet supplies from PetSmart. The list goes on. So when we have long-distance movie nights, I turn to Shipt to get face masks, snacks, and everything else we need delivered to her and to me same day. Download the app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
This is an iHeart podcast.